The State Office of Elections is conducting drive-by voter registration on Oahu, the Big Island, Maui, and Kauai. This service is available only until the registration deadline, July 12th. Nedelin Bueno is the Voter Services Section Supervisor, heading up the team outside the state capitol.
We started this in 2014, and since then it's been very popular for Hawaii residents because it's a very convenient way to register. So in 2016, we serviced over 1,700 people statewide, so it's a big number for us.
Residents trickled in from 8 a.m., mostly on foot. Josh Quint moved to Hawaii in September and wants his voice to be heard in the elections.
Homelessness is a big one for me. I see it a lot. I just walk down to Fort Street and, you know, you see a lot of people out there kind of struggling, and I think it's way too high everywhere. Housing is a big issue, and I'll definitely be thinking about that as I'm voting.
Amalita Kabangan has lived in Hawaii since 2010 and became a naturalized U.S. citizen last year.
This is my first time in Hawaii to vote, but in the Philippines, I use my freedom to vote too. My important issue is for job. If not have no tourism, we don't have job. Tourism is the best economics here in Hawaii.
Kurt Cottrell has been voting in Hawaii since moving here in 1983. He's on his bicycle on his way to his state job. He's non-committal on who he's voting for in the primary election, but fully supports the state's mission.
I've been at Department of Land and Natural Resources for almost 30 years, and the reason I took the positions there is out of a huge commitment to our natural resources. And yes, very concerned about them.
There are currently 739,000 residents registered to vote in this year's election, an increase of about 13,000 from 2016. Voter Services Chief Bueno says there's one last chance to register and vote.
Starting this year, we do have Election Day registration. It's a new service. So folks who aren't able to make it for the July 12 deadline, they need to report to their assigned polling place on Election Day where they can register and vote.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.